This is Annie, and this is my Spoken Sunday. Although I'm not participating in NaNoWriMo this year, many people who do at least go and visit where the travelling shovel of death has gone. Now, over at Write Anything, we've used this NaNo tradition as part of our prompt this week, so this is my first draft for using the travelling shovel of death. Sunday's glorious morning air had lost its Christmas, announcing that spring had well and truly arrived. Cyril couldn't hear the distant birds broadcasting the dawn, but sensed that they were too far away to be interested in his movements. He poked his head outside his home and felt around and delicately tested the ground. Dew was still clinging to the grass and the soil was still sodden. Deciding that it might be a little cold still for his morning meander, Cyril headed down to the warmth of his front hallway and down to his workspace, intent on making an early start on his mountainous task. Although he lived in a communal collective, Cyril prided himself in undertaking much of the construction of his personal space, perhaps more than a good citizen ought to. He paused at one of his rooms. Last night's downpour had flooded that part of his home. As he inspected the moisture still pooling on the floor, he decided to track down that real estate agent who'd been so enthusiastic about the neighbourhood and for him to move in so close to his work. True enough, there were plenty of other bodies squirming their way up and down and the busy corridors, making the opportunity for him to find a mate a higher chance than where he'd grown up. Not that he needed a partner. Cyril was happy to be self-contained and unattached. However, he wasn't impressed with the backyard or the soil content, despite her reassurances that if any water did collect, it would be quickly dispersed. Cyril poked around his workspace, his mind wandering and unfocused. He'd woken up too early, skipped breakfast, and he'd not gone for his normal morning outing. Little wonder he was feeling out of sorts. Heavy footfalls vibrated through his walls. Cyril's stomach sank. Most of his neighbours, although some of the slippery type, were generally well-meaning and kept to themselves, unlike those monstrous brutes who'd just had little regard for the hours of work he undertook. Giant thuds rebounded his workspace. Cyril shrank down, hoping that the morning interruption would soon pass. It was normally worst on weekends when those neighbours started their lawnmower or hedge trimmer, but this was a new noise, rhythmic, thrusting deep into the earth. For a moment everything seemed silent, but it was punctuated suddenly with a sickening slice. Cyril's home exploded. A razor-sharp blade thrust itself through his main corridor and into his workspace. The pressure of the blade severed Cyril in half. Green ooze seeped from his middle iactic arch, and his nether regions flicked ineffectually as it spasmed and squirmed. His top half was lifted unceremoniously out of his home and inspected by giant eyes. "Ew, Daddy, you chopped a worm in half." I hope you enjoyed that. I hope I didn't spoil it too much by saying that I was using the travelling shovel of death to start with. If you'd like to read more, pop on over to annieevert.blogspot.com and I'll catch you next Friday.